This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dean, Dylan and Venus.
It's Mad Wednesday. You're on Joy 94.9 and we've had a pretty crazy start to the day, but things are going up a notch. You are joined by Dylan, Ash and Dean here in the studio, and we are joined by Melanie Jane Wolfe. The Harness herself, hello.
Hello.
Now, you are doing a show at Arts House called Highness.
I am.
Celebrating all things Queen.
All things high.
Also, it's high, not queen.
Well, no, it's queens.
I was about to say, that's a very different weekend.
Yeah, they meet somewhere in the middle of
it. Well, there's a lot when it comes to the idea of what that means, whether it's royalty, drag. I mean, queen can mean a whole lot of stuff. Dylan's one right now, so,
oh, thank you.
Hey, Dylan.
All right. Hey. But what's the definition of a queen?
Well,
that's
the question.
Oh.
That's the question, I guess, that the piece is kind of diving into. And I wanted to make it because there was one evening when I was being introduced to someone and someone said, Queen, meet Queen. And
oh,
I was,
to you.
To me. And I was like, what does that really even mean? Do you know what I mean? And so I was diving into it and there's, you know, drag queens, size queens.
I think
queens.
There's some fun conversation in that. Oh, there we go. Yeah. I mean, but also when you kind of think a girl meetings, perhaps a gay guy, that can sometimes be that, you know, you're awesome and he's gay. So the name means the same, but it can mean a whole lot of more things, can't
it? Lots and lots of things. It can mean that you're like a really masterful woman.
Everyone calls Beyonce Queen B. Right?
Yeah, rightfully so. So
yeah. I mean, you're right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. But in this exploration of queenness and highness, what did you find that you wanted to dig your teeth into for the piece?
Well, the thing really for me, I mean, all of the work that I make is very concerned with how we perform gender and understanding gender as drag, in a sense, that any kind of gender expression is available to anyone to inhabit. And so this piece in particular is about what this archetype of the queen means. And the thing I found is it's quite dark. It's not so joyful after all, but it's this, the fact that whenever a woman is in the spotlight, whether she's like, you know, the queen of her neighborhood or Beyonce, that we have these impossible, contradictory kind of expectations about what she needs to be and do.
So I was about to say, even just the queen. It's exactly the same kind of thing.
Exactly. So that's kind of the meat of it, is this impossibility of ever achieving everything that's expected.
I mean, that's really interesting when we start to play around with gender as well, because then when the definition of queen gets put onto a man, it does exactly what happens in regards to when definitions between men and women happen, and it just seems to become a little easier at times as opposed to the hardness that it is for women.
Yeah, I guess. But I guess also when a man or when a, you know, like a cis man is called a queen, there's a denial of masculinity. Mm. You know, so it becomes very complicated.
I mean, is there any more?
Who knows?
And your creative work to explore
that. Yeah, exactly. To open up those questions rather than to answer those questions, I think.
I'm drawn to highness. I can just see that all over me.
Yeah.
Just feeling, I love it. I love the, moving from the queen.
I was going
to
say, just because you're really tall.
And that. I just tick so many boxes for that, the highness. That might be my new title around the station. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, it's elevated.
Oh, 100, that's me.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I found myself in the highness, yes.
And just like the show, you're highly performative and visually immersive.
Well, that's where I'm connecting.
I'm finding you visually immersive right now. It's a shame we're on radio.
I'm contagious.
Oh, yes.
So tell us a little bit about this exploration and what the work's going to be.
Well, it's kind of takes the form, it's 60 minutes long, it takes the form kind of a stretched out music video because, you know,
oh,
I was
cool.
Like a child of the 80s and I, you know, this music video kind of genre was huge for me.
Yeah.
And I used to act out music videos all the time, so now I'm getting paid to like do them as an adult.
Does that mean there's going to be, if we're inspiring 80s, will there be any crimping of hair or anything like that?
Are we
going that hard?
There won't be crimping, but there will be backup dancers.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. Mm. And there are choreographies that are borrowed from things that I found particularly inspirational, like the Madonna Express Yourself live choreography, from the Blonde Ambition Tour, because
amazing.
It's all about work.
Yeah.
She works I don't work that hard because it's physically impossible.
But isn't there this wonderful power with just, you've got backup dancers, so you've automatically got an entourage behind
exactly.
you. Like, a part of me just would like to get them to just walk behind me in the street.
Just trail.
Just we have it, like, just follow me around.
Exactly.
Follow my
strut. Is there much fluoro? Being the 80s inspired?
No.
Oh, was it 90s? 90s was more, I mean, it was more spandex for 80s, really,
yeah.
and denim. 80s was a little bit wrong.
Oh, in all the right ways. Yes. In all the right ways.
It works now, but... I
felt like it worked then. Like, there's some, and we look at, I mean, you look at the hair and you look at the craziness, but it was just so cool to be this overt and expression of yourself that was also subverted. And it was really, it was a really vibrant and artistic time.
It was super camp, and it was before irony. So there was this real investment in beauty, and the technology wasn't so great. It was, so it all looks dinky to us now, but people were really earnest about what they were doing, and it was kind of operatic. And I think there's something valuable in that.
You just called it camp, but that's the thing as well. Where I guess it's camp by the standards that we use of the word now, but at the time I would never have thought to have called it that.
Yeah.
It was just this beauty and expression.
Yeah.
So that's what you're throwing out there.
Exactly, yeah. And I've got these wonderful backup dancers. They're like backup dancers / footmen / kind of tennis ball boys.
Okay. So I'm imagining tight pants.
Well, they do wear tights, but they've also got shorts on.
Oh, okay. And those hats, the Legionnaire hats with
how
that.
How much sport have you? Have you
seen the ball boys, they wear the caps, but with the flaps in the back?
The ball boy thing is more of a vibe.
Okay.
It's a sensibility.
Close.
Okay. So that went too far.
That got interesting. Now, I mean, this is great. So it's actually happening at the Arts House in North Melbourne.
Yeah.
It's happening on the 18th to the 21st of July. So still plenty of time to grab your tickets. Mm-hmm. You can grab them from artshouse.com.au, which is wonderful. This sounds like a really interesting and fun expression of so much, but also just really exciting.
Thank you. It is exciting.
Now, before you leave us, I have a question, because we have a competition going on where we're giving away two double passes to the Melbourne premiere of Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
Red carpet premiere.
I've got to get these words right at
red
some point.
Red carpet.
Red carpet. I just feel like red carpet would just constantly stain.
Yeah, or maybe it's just a safe word, you know.
Well, if you spilt red wine on it.
I feel like with safe words, like two words, if you can get one out, that should be enough. But if you try to have to make a sentence, it's going to get... Was that red stop it or red eat it? I don't know.
Yeah.
But we are asking our listeners out there to share a story or what their favourite Cher song is. So do you have one?
I do. And it's quite a common garden variety Cher song, but it's, you know...
Well, Dylan will know it then.
Plain
shade. do you believe in love?
Do you believe in life after love?
After love, after light, after love. Yeah.
Well, it was
huge.
Oh,
I sound like you, didn't I?
Oh, where'd you?
That was visually immersive.
That was the one that kind of relaunched her musically, and it was an absolute hit, and no one else rocks a white wig. Like Cher.
No one can.
Yeah. No one can ever do it. The film clip still irritates me to no end, because I feel like it's like the opposite of what Delta Goodrum's film clips are, where they just have her alone constantly, and they just had Cher on the TV and then lots of other people. And it's like, no, we only want to watch her.
Yeah.
Why do we want to watch anyone else?
We don't see anyone else in that.
Yeah. It's true. Oh, Melanie Jane Wolfe, thank you so much for joining us on Mad Wednesday today. Do get your tickets to go and see Highness at Arts House in North Melbourne. And you can get your tickets at arts with an S, artshouse.com.au. Thank you for joining us on Mad Wednesday.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.